I am Talking Smut. And if you're listening to this audio anywhere other than Reddit or Soundgasm, it's been stolen. It's been rehosted without my permission. Please enjoy our feature presentation.
How many blankets do people usually donate? Okay, yeah, that won't be a problem. I'll start making the blankets for the animals tonight, and then I'll let you know when I'm ready for... Yeah, that's it, yeah, when I'm ready to drop them off at the shelter, yeah? Alright, is there anything else I can do to help? Yeah, I can make cat toys. Sure, can you email me the patterns? Okay, cheers, look, I'll talk to you later, okay? Yeah, take care. Hi! Oh, I'm sorry. It's okay, you overheard. It wasn't private. Yeah, I love animals. I usually donate money to the Humane Society, but I wanted to do something a bit, you know, more personal. Wow. Another animal lover. Do you have any pets? Oh, no, my cat was my best friend, but she passed away. I don't have any pets at the moment. I've really been, well, you know, too heartbroken to think about getting a new one. What's your kitten's name? Sprinkles. Oh, that's adorable. Oh, I want to know more about her, but, hey, have you been crying? Are you okay? Are you sure? Because you don't seem fine. If you want to talk about it, I've been told I'm a good listener. Okay, that's understandable. You don't know me, and personally, I enjoy talking to strangers about personal things, believe it or not. There's just something about knowing that I won't see the person again that makes me feel safe and confiding. No, go for it. Honestly, I'm all ears. Oh, before you begin, do you just want me to listen, or would you also like, you know, if I can offer it, any advice? Okay, no, that's fine. I'll just listen then. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Are you still together or broken up? I understand wanting to give him a second chance since you've been together for years. Do you live together? Well, once this blows over, I don't see anything wrong with moving in together. You're doing the right thing. No, I really hope you guys pull through this. No, it's not a problem at all. Don't worry, I've got nowhere else to be right now. I'm just glad I'm here to listen. That's understandable. You have every right to be upset. I'm sure he doesn't expect you to just pretend like nothing happened after he cheated. It's going to take you time to get past this. I know. If only you could wave a magic wand and be over it, right? I'm actually a professional cuddlist. And I had a client who was dealing with pretty much the same issue. She found out what happened earlier that day, and she was in tears when she came to me, and after our session, the tears were gone and she was completely calm. Cuddlist? It's synonymous with cuddler. I cuddle with people for a living. No, really. Yeah, it's a real job. The service is not something you can just get from a stranger, you know. In order to become a cuddlist, you need to be trained. The training is mainly in how to be a professional, what boundaries are needed. Basically, it's strictly platonic, but people need to feel safe and comfortable. Consent is extremely important. It's human connection, but with no expectations. Now, people come to me because human touch is proven to relieve stress. It helps stave off depression, all sorts of other things. My clients tell me it works really well. Many are regulars, and I get a lot more clients through word of mouth. I don't advertise at all. Yeah, I actually have a ton of clients. Oprah mentioned cuddlists in her magazine, apparently, and it's become a real craze. Well, I'm sure it differs from cuddler to cuddler, but I offer half-hour sessions and hour-long sessions. I do whatever the client feels most comfortable. It's usually at their house, but I've also done it at hotels and even parks and beaches. Yes, there have been times when clients of all genders have wanted to go further than platonic cuddling, but I am strictly professional. And I, you know, carefully put an end to it in a way where there is no awkwardness, so that the session can continue. Well, I recommend looking into it sometime if it seems like something you could be comfortable with. You can Google professional cuddlists to find one. Okay, well, I'll be happy to give you that information, but I don't want you to feel like I'm sitting here talking to you just to sell you something. There's no pressure to contact me. Okay, look, here's my business card. Okay? There you go. See there? My email address, my name, phone number. Just email me at that address if or when you decide the service is right for you. And we'll have a... Yeah, that's it. Well, today is my day off. So, you know, no appointments. You know what? I've really enjoyed meeting you. And since I know today has been rough for you, I would be more than happy to offer you a session this afternoon. Sure. Yeah, sure, we can do that right now. Where would you like to go? Your place. Okay, that's no problem. Great. You lead the way. That's just, it's not a long distance, is it? It's just a short walk, really. Yeah, that's fine. So how long have you been at your place? How long are you having a... Yeah? Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you. No. It's fantastic. Lovely in here. You've really made a good job of this. I love the art on your walls. That is really, wow, you are great. You did all but which one? I didn't even notice that one. The painter did an amazing job. It's like a modern day work of Botticelli's. I love how they depicted the grace and elegance of her face and physique. Your paintings, though, something else, are my favourites. Come on, you're being modest. You don't give yourself enough credit. You're welcome. And to answer your question, a lot of clients prefer to cuddle on their bed since it's the most comfortable place, but that's completely up to you. Sounds good. Please show me the way to your bedroom then. No. No, don't worry about it. This is not messy. I have seen rooms in a way worse state. It's perfectly fine. Look, don't worry. Just take a breath. Remember, this experience will be strictly platonic and that boundaries are important. If you feel uncomfortable at all, please let me know. Starting with a warm hug usually helps people put themselves at ease. Okay? Here, look. There you go. Just put your arms around me and... There you go. I'm glad that helped. You can get onto the bed whenever you feel comfortable. How do you like to cuddle? Many like to do that on their sides, either facing or... Right. Sure, yeah. Oh, I can definitely be the big spoon. That's no problem. Is this good, or would you like me to do something different? Okay, I will stay just like this then. Great. Okay. Good. That's the desired effect we cuddlists want you to have. You're going to become even more relaxed in a couple of minutes. If you want, you can do some breathing exercises too. Take a deep breath. And all the way in and hold it for a second. And then release slowly. Perfect. Nice job. Just keep going.
That's fine if it's making you drowsy. You can even fall asleep if you'd like. You know that perfect balance of relaxed and horny? I'm there right now. The best kind of touch, though, is the more intimate kind. Let's try that. Feeling your body under your shirt, where it's so warm. Oh, you smell like candy. I want to eat you up. Your body is getting tense. Here I was thinking that maybe the deep breathing had put you to sleep. No, I'm perfectly comfortable where I am. No, I don't want to move away from you. Oh. Did I say that? Because I don't believe in boundaries. Stop squirming. Stop squirming. Stop fucking squirming. Ah, there we are. Pulling on your hair seems to get your attention. You like that? Let me pull a little harder. Yes. Now you're quieter. Seems you like it kinky. Listen carefully. You are going to behave for me, or else you aren't going to like what happens when I am angry. Tell me you understand what I just told you. Good. Cuddlist. No, I am not a cuddlist. Would you have let me into your bed for after knowing you for 10 minutes if I hadn't pretended to be that? Didn't you learn you shouldn't trust strangers? Didn't you learn not to pick up strange men in parks? You have a lot to learn. You're really very naive, and it's adorable. Heck. You're going to give a cheating bastard a second chance. He's probably fucking someone else right now. I'm pretty sure of it. But you know, I bet she doesn't hold a candle to how beautiful you are. She probably just fucks him differently. Oh, such language. Fuck me indeed. You have a dirty mouth, and maybe I need to clean it out for you by giving you something to swallow. Unless you meant fuck you, as in you want to fuck me. Well, offer accepted. Really? See, you say no, but wasn't it you who pointed out a painting of you naked to a man right before inviting him into your bed? Your silence says a lot. Who painted it? Oh, I have a guess. I knew it. He was just some artist, just a guy. You know he just wanted to get you naked, right? I've been wanting to get you naked too, and you fell for both our schemes. Either you were just that gullible, or you're a slut. Yes, you are. You're a slut who gets wet thinking about strangers touching you or seeing you naked. Are you a slut? Don't answer that. We both know the answer. Come on, admit it. Tell me you're a slut. Say what I told you to say. Why are you telling me that you're a slut? You don't even know me. So you showed me, a stranger, a naked picture of yourself, had me get in bed with you, and now you're telling me you're a slut. Dear little thing, your clit must be throbbing right now. Shall we find out? I mean, it was fun talking with you, but I'm bored. And look at that, you're wearing a skirt. Easy access. How kind of you. No discernible wet spot on your panties. Let's scoot them aside and investigate. No, you don't. Nice try. Uncross those legs. There we go. Nice and spread for me. Now, I'm just going to sit between your splayed legs and open mine so I can use them to pin you down. If you try and get out from under me, or if you even move, I will stick my fingers in your cunt and grip your outside with my thumb, and then I'll clench into a fist as best I can in order to grab you and pull you back to me. And that, trust me, will not feel good. Even if you have made it perfectly clear that you want your pussy played with. So let's try this again. I could just pull your panties off, but pulling them to the side like this is much more fun. It's like a theatre curtain going up, don't you think? Showtime. Ah. Lovely. Yes, you are wet. Let's get those juices flowing, shall we? By sticking a finger into your pussy and then out and rubbing it on your clit. And how about a finger inside you while I do this? Now we have an even happier pussy. Look at that. Clever girl. Wait, why am I sitting here doing all the work? It's your pussy, slut. Go play with it. Do you not understand what's going on here? I just told you to finger fuck yourself. I was serious. Come on. Yep. You see, you did want that pussy played with, even if you had to do it yourself. This is like watching golf on TV. You don't seem enthusiastic at all. Is this how you are in bed? Starting to see why he cheats on you. Oh, and you decide to flip me off. How brave of you. I will break that finger for you. Take your hand away from your cunt. Now, here's my middle finger. Fuck you too. Where's it going to go? Yes. What? What's wrong? I thought you wanted me to fuck you with this finger. You and your mixed messages. I will stop finger pounding you if you will tell me what you are going... I will stop finger pounding you if you will tell me that you are going to go full throttle on your cunt. Oh, your silence is making me think that maybe two fingers is going to get my point across a little better, you know? Maybe you're just hoping I'll punish you with my cock if you keep defying me. Now you're learning. Go on, you know what to do. I want one hand playing with your nipples too, and don't be gentle. Oh, and while you're at it, tell me what you wish I was doing to you. Come on. That's not convincing. Oh, maybe I have a better idea. Since you are such a slut, I'm willing to bet that isn't enough stimulation for you. Where do you keep your toys? Oh, if only you could see yourself. You would know that being embarrassed about that question is the last thing you should feel vulnerable about. Fine, don't tell me. Luckily, I have a glove with me. Well, gloves. Your toys are probably in this drawer here. There we go. And some lube. Well, this isn't my first rodeo. Here's your vibrator. Get to work. I know you know how to use it. And I want to hear moaning. You're going to do this shit for real, or I really will use my cock this time and I will be rough, slut. Wait. Here's your phone. Set it up, have it start recording a video. I think you need a souvenir from today, don't you? Are you asking me whether I'm pulling my cock out because you want it? Don't worry about why it's in my hand. When you hand back your phone, don't point it at me. Good girl. Now, lube up my cock for me. Very nice. Now, play with yourself. Go on. And remember, convince me that you mean it. A little while ago, You were in the park crying, and now look at you. When you saw me, is this what you pictured happening later in your house? You becoming a horny slut in a matter of moments? I just changed your whole life in the space of a few minutes. Did your boyfriend make such a big impact the first hour you met him? Slut. Oh, your pussy is getting all sloppy. Let's get a close-up so you can see it later. You're speeding up. You must like me right up near your wet cunt. Oh, yeah. Oh, you are about to come, aren't you? You love having a stranger watch you do this. Perfect. Oh, look, sweetie, we came together too. Guess I made a mess on you, but you know how you get me all hot and bothered. Now fucking clean me up. I'm just gonna... Oh, that's what I was missing. A hand around your throat, so if I feel teeth, you will stop breathing. That's a good slut. Why did I do this to you? Because it's fun. You didn't have fun. Aww. Well, your cunt certainly did. Get up. Get up. We're going to the bathroom to get you all cleaned up. Can't leave any evidence behind.